there's one particular paragraph on the second page of day three. And I'm going to read it here. First, all ability that has been broken and resurrected is not for self. Neither does it contain any element of self. Second, all resurrected ability is devoid of the flesh. Third, resurrected ability does not scheme. Fourth, resurrected ability is not proud, nor does it boast in itself. Fifth, resurrected ability is controlled by the Holy Spirit and does not dare to act according to its wishes. Sixth, resurrected ability is for the will of God. Seventh, resurrected ability relies upon God and does not dare to act according to self, though truly able and capable. Now, when I heard this, I immediately, in my head, went to 1 Corinthians, when Paul was talking to the Corinthians. And he's talking about love. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, I think it's verse 4 to 8. And I apologize because I don't remember it in the recovery version, but I remember it in another version of another Bible version, because in the weddings I say this many, many times. And it just rings true every time I hear it. And he's talking about love. But when you listen to this, think about, okay, I'm talking about love, but you could also be talking about the Lord. Put the Lord instead of love. Mm-hmm. Put the resurrected life in front of, instead of love.
Right.
And it all rings true.
Yes.
And it goes, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs.
Yes.
Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth.
Amen.
It always hopes, always trusts, and always perseveres.
Amen.
Love never fails.
Amen.
Now this is I love what Paul is saying there, because he's talking about the resurrected ability to love. You need to love with the Lord, the resurrected ability of the Lord. But you have to do that in life. It covers your entire life, you know, how you need to live your life in the resurrected life. You know, I know a couple of weeks ago when I was here, we were talking about, I forget what the discussion, I don't know if it was Brother Minjing or Brother Kyle, talking about having patience in traffic. You know, you're in a rush and you get into a traffic light and you're impatient, you know, but you have to ask the Lord, give me that resurrected ability to be patient in this particular instance, you know. And you get angry at someone for something, you know you're in your natural self. You have to ask the Lord for his support to get out of your natural self and get into the resurrected life. So, you know, I just truly enjoyed that. And, you know, I try to live according to the Lord. I ask the Lord to provide me the strength to live this type of life every day.
Amen.
So, anyhow. Praise the Lord, saints.
Title for this week is Natural Ability versus the Resurrected Ability of the Maturity of Life for the Building Up of the Church as the Organic Body of Christ. It's a pretty long title, but the key here that, you know, a couple of keywords here is the natural ability and the resurrected ability. Brother, you know, started the introduction, you know, with all the elements, right? The points of what is a natural life and what is the resurrected life. And Brother Paul also made an association of the resurrected life is really Christ himself, right? Who is the, you can say, is the love of God. I mean, you know, when you read this all of these are interchangeable, as our brother brought out, right? The divine light, the resurrected ability, the Christ, right? You know, because God is love. In fact, in 1 John, right, talking about love, right? Actually, if we're full of love, I mean, we're perfected in love. That is really mean that we're perfected in the attributes of God, right? So, I just like this week I was like, I mean, seemed like a lot of points, but I feel like the key thing is here is what is the purpose, right? By knowing these two aspects, natural ability, because I mean, when we read this, I certainly got a lot of, kind of a reflection, right? It's like, oh Lord, yeah, I really truly need you, because a lot of times I just like not realizing that actually I was like manifesting my natural life, right? Because the natural life is actually, you know, it's basically our being, right? You know, if we're not, you know, turning to the Lord, I mean, automatically, our default state is our natural ability. And in fact, a brother mentioned, you know, speaking to the young ones, right? Because the young ones, actually, when we brought up, we were all being trained, right? Why are we all going through this, the years of schooling and right? And going through the college, and some maybe even going through the graduate school. You know, the world system is actually there to train our natural ability. Now, the thing is, this natural ability here cannot be directed, come into, be brought into the church life for building up the body of Christ, right? Yeah. Sometimes we may feel like, okay, in the world, if we have the natural ability, right, you're capable, then you can, you know, actually, the more knowledge that you have, the more natural ability that you have, you're actually becoming more capable, right? Yeah. And more useful to whatever, build the up the cosmopolitan, you know, this world. But, and sometimes we may actually kind of like, okay, yeah, I know this. One time my brother, I heard like, yeah, he was giving a testimony also. He's like, oh yeah, he was actually going, you know, in his work, he was going through these management trainings and that kind of thing. So, yeah, this seemed to be useful, right? Maybe I could use this in a church life, right? To manage the church affairs and this and that. But of course, you know, all of this actually, I think his testimony was also like, you know, yeah, he realized that those natural ability cannot be used directly, because in fact, in the church life, it's much more complicated than, you know, the situation where you taught in these management classes. And a lot of times you just feel like, oh Lord, I think at which point it says, it just exposes our incompetency, right? You know, we're impotent, we're incapable. You know, these natural abilities just like, it's not sufficient enough to handle, you know, the matters of life, right? Mm-hmm. You know, because the church life, building up the body of Christ is all a matter of life. It's nothing, So, but on the other hand, I think this message also helps us to see that the natural ability, when it actually goes through death and resurrection, is actually very useful. So, we need to see these two distinctions, right? It's not like, okay, well, now I don't even need to go to school, right? I just want to, right? Probably sounds like, okay, a dumb person may be better. That is not what it's talking about here, right? It's actually talking about we need to, you know, put ourselves, right? We need to carry the cross and, you know, put ourselves on, you know, all these natural ability being crucified by Christ. And then, through resurrection, it could be very much useful to the Lord, right? So that's why, like, when Brother Lee fellowship with the young people, he said, you should pursue your degree, you know, even like getting your PhD, right? Because the more, it's like Moses, right? Moses has gone through all these Pharaoh's training, education, whatever. He's probably got the highest training, right? Just as a prince of Egypt. But then, you know, through, you know, when he was led by Jehovah, right? You know, and all his training became useful, right? When, you know, in leading. I mean, otherwise, God can choose anyone. Why did he choose Moses, right? Because that is the one that he has the natural capability. But through death and resurrection, through touching the Lord, through, you know, I mean, in fact, he showed like he couldn't do anything, feels like, right? He just didn't want to take up the job, you know, he just felt like, yeah, I couldn't do this. he actually realized that his natural, in fact, the Lord has shown him, right? With the staff, right? He was holding whatever you have relied on, right? Your knowledge, your, you know, all your natural ability. This is all your, all serpent, right? It's really nothing. So I feel like this is a very balanced message. On one hand, you know, we need to realize our natural ability is not useful, right? In its own form. But on the other hand, put us, like brothers shared, trusting God, right?
Yeah.
Put ourselves in His hand. Let Him to deal with us, deal with our natural ability, right? And in fact, I think in the church life, probably the best thing, you know, to be in the church life. Because in the church life, we actually encounter many of such opportunities to be in death and resurrection, right? Don't be offended or don't be frustrated. Sometimes, you know, saints may say different things to you, and you may actually come across some cross. But praise the Lord, you know, take up the cross and trust in Him. He'll actually bring us through, and He'll deal with our natural, and He'll bring us our natural ability through resurrection, in which will be used for building up the body of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
I so appreciate the brother Serger. Well, to the point that especially the Romans 3, that is, I got to appreciate this ministry to put all together. Those crystal from Brother Nim and Brother Lee. We didn't pay attention too much for that. I think this is the blessing for the Lord's recovery. Especially blessing for the surgeon. He said he put more time. I really echo his spirit, but I gotta take that brother to his work. So I'm very echo. I don't know. Like him and me, we're two dirty old men, you know. We can't, God still speaking to us. Never give up on us, you know.
Never.
Wow, I really, really appreciate those, especially the Romans 3. He mentioned all those things. We know from A to M, total is 9 plus 4. The A, B, C, D, just talk about the attitude. I don't want to talk too much. He say the key word in the A is to see the difference. B, he's talk about in the things of God, in the things of God, our natural being in the things of God. Rather, we must learn to reject. Okay, that's the key word. C, the Lord's recovery, the concern, recovery. No place for the natural ability. Oh, wow. We see you in the Lord's recovery, we use the smart intelligence co-worker. But now, Lord's recovery, there's no place. Deep, broken. I got a sense of failure. One day I took the brother Tom to have a chemo. He said, brother, you and me, we both cancer survivor, patient. But the one thing is sure, we are broken. Not only the bank broken, our body broken, our soul broken. Yeah. Wow.
Soul is broken.
Everything's broken. Broken my heart, broken. Yeah. Oh, we don't share that. The A, B, C, D. The point starts from the special point. You mentioned the 9 point from the start from the E to the N. Wow, wow, wow. Most of the things, especially the E, is in the proud. Wow, we have that. Don't think, I know Sergio gets a lot of education. She's a robber to teach the driver his education. But for me, I don't have any degree, but I'm still proud. I don't know. Wow, that's our natural. You're nothing, but you're still proud. You probably have a voice. But one day you lost voice. Amen? F, the natural narrative, you always selfish. Wow. D. Self-reliance. Self-confidence. Especially getting old. That's why I have a lot of grandchildren tell me, Grandpa, I don't like you. Amen. No, that's good. Just show us. Looking for your own glory. Tom and me, we drive, he say, oh, I have 1987, I went to the Taiwan. I have Brother Lee training me. Wow, what a glory history. Wow, I say, oh, I was ashamed. I was 1982, I went to the training 1 year. We used to proud, we used to sell glory, you see? Natural ability is a temporary. We gotta say God still give us a life, amen? After pandemic, all 3.5 years, you know, still here. Yeah. Oh, that's God's mercy. Jay, desire the reward. You do something, you want good pay back. At least people know that I did. Wow. Jay, oh, desire. K, natural ability manifests itself. Oh, and especially the 12, the L really touched me. That's a big warning, big warning. I think this time, God bless the Lord's recovery, okay? Let us know this one. We used to have, natural ability and capacity apart from life. Like a snake, oh, poison. And amen. We need to pass through death and the resurrection.
Yes.
Can be brought into the church. Thanks God. You know, we still, even we are so old, we are so garbage, so poison, this message is still talking to us. That means God wanted us to hear this. Amen.
But he says also we should be like a dove, supplying God's people with life and causing us to become a person who expresses in his humanity the bounty of God in his rich attributes through his harmonic virtues. Life, he causes us to become like a lily growing out of brambles and like a bright star shining in the dark night. And I remember Peter, he says here, Peter has a talk in his natural ability, he could defend the Lord, right? And he said, I will go to you with you to death, you know? But what happened? He just denied him 3 times. So that could happen to us. We might love the Lord, and we love the Lord, right? But do we not deny him? Yeah, we deny him with our acts. Yeah. So we failed too. So we, you know, they said Peter went to all the way down, he was broken completely. And then later on, Peter learned to serve the brothers by faith in the Lord and humility. Peter was really broken and was turned from the natural ability to something in resurrection.
And so we see that Solomon, you know, he had all this wisdom, which was from God. He had asked God to give him wisdom to rule over the people. And so God gave that to him and made him the wisest man on the earth. People came from all over, the Queen of Sheba, and he wrote all these Proverbs. Everything was in peace because the Lord wanted to show us, you know, the millennial kingdom. We saw that last week. But in spite of all of that, he began to love other things. And our brother Menorah said this, he had a heart problem. This is a heart problem. His heart was for other things, even though he was given everything, and he could speak like no other. So in spite of all that, he began to love other things than the Lord, and that was his downfall, to the point that the kingdom, he even damaged his kingdom, and the children of Israel are still suffering the results of Solomon's sin, you know. And so even though he himself wrote Vanity of Vanities, he began to live in the vanity of vanity that he preached, was a chasing after the wind. So here, in one of the readings, they're referring us to the breaking of the outer man and the release of the spirit, chapter 6. And I was really, touched by the fact that we need to take grace. We need to be supplied in order to not go by the natural life. Because without the supply of the Lord, it is impossible. So he said there are many different ways to receive grace. You can receive grace by prayer. You can receive grace by the Word of God. You can receive grace by listening to messages in the ministry. But even none of those things, not prayer, not ministry, not even the Word of God, can break the outer man more than the discipline of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. And the Holy Spirit has to come to break the things, because we have too many things in us that cannot enter into eternity. And because so many things in us cannot enter into eternity, and we're here, to enter into the kingdom living with our Lord, then just the Lord has no way to go on in us, and he has to come and discipline us. And, he says he gives us the environment. And he says God wants to see that everything is under his sovereign arrangement. And there's one thing that I really enjoy. He knows that a certain thing will break our outer man, and he orders it to come upon us once, twice, again, and again. We have to see that all the things we have encountered during the past 5 to 10 years have all been under God's ordering for our education. If we murmur against any person, we are indeed ignorant of God's hand. If we think that it was bouts of bad luck, we have no idea what the discipline of the Holy Spirit is. We have to remember that all the things that come upon us are measured by our God's hand. And such arrangements keep us pure, they preserve us in God's pathway, and they are the best for us. I speak from the ministry, but I do murmur against, I do murmur. So the more we murmur, the more we fail the test. Amen. And the less is broken. And so, one thing that will keep us is to know that every matter is arranged by God. God has ordered these things to us. And so, this is very experiential to me, because if I want to enter into eternity, everything about me has to be broken. Everything about me must be. I mean, I know that it's ordained by the Lord, but to live it is only by taking the grace that we receive from the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Yeah, I also really enjoyed day 3 and 4. I feel like the verse in day 4, 1 Thessalonians 2:4, really exposes our true condition. It says, but even as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak not as pleasing men, but God who proves our hearts. Yeah, I mean, it just really shows that, like, how, we, by default, we, even when we serve, we can easily do it, through our natural disposition. It's basically our default state. And I feel like, in the world, we can often see people do a lot of things that, may seem explicitly good, right? But no matter how good it seems. You know, how we differentiate between natural ability and resurrected ability is that natural ability cannot withstand, you know, trials and oppositions and criticism, right? And the passage mentions about, you know, Peter's love for the Lord, right? How he was, he was put through trial, and then eventually he denied the Lord three times, right? And only after that, he was able to learn how to serve the brothers by faith in the Lord and with humility. I think that just really shows that, like, you know, actually we cannot do anything about this, you know, condition we're in. It's only through the Lord's, you know, the trials that the Lord puts us through. You know, can we be broken? Just like the way Peter did. And I feel it's only through these kind of arrangements where, you know, we will realize that we're actually incapable no matter how much natural ability we have. And we will be truly controlled by the Holy Spirit and not act according to our natural, you know, desires. Amen.
I just want to share a little bit. Indeed, this message is a not easy message or pleasing message. It's really a warning and exposing word to help us understand the real situation of our natural ability and our natural being. But I do find encouragement from this message. Actually, it's from the First Corinthians when Paul mentioned a lot of wisdom and wise in this word in First Corinthians, especially chapter 1 and 2, right? There he mentioned, for example, I just want to give example, 1 Corinthians 1:25. He said, because the fullness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. I think about this word, even the foolish of the God is wiser than men. We think Solomon is a wise man, but is he really a wise man? He is wise for his capability for the things of the world, but he has no idea about what God is. And he has no wisdom in God. He don't know God. He actually don't have a heart for God. I think I really echo Fulah who's sharing. I think it's Sister Virginia shared. The heart is the thing. Because his heart is distracted and he has no heart for God. The wisdom of God is hidden for him. And then in the continual verses from 1 Corinthians, there Paul mentioned, for consider your calling, brothers, that there are not many wise according to flesh, not many powerful, not many well-born. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world that he might shame those who are wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world that he might shame the things are strong. I was thinking, wow, yeah, God chosen the foolish things of the world that he might shame those who are wise. So, Sans, I don't know how do you feel, but I feel encouraged here. We're chosen by God.
Amen.
And with what? With this wisdom of God.
Amen.
And in the following chapter 2, Paul specifically mentioned this wise, right? He mentioned, actually from the beginning, he said when he first came to the brothers, he did not use the speech of wisdom, right? He announced the mystery of God, but he did not use the speech of wisdom. In other words, he did not use the human or natural wisdom to speak of the mystery of God. What he mentioned, he just mentioned one thing. The cross and Jesus Christ. So all we need to know of the wisdom of God is Christ and his cross.
Amen.
Not the human or natural wisdom or the speech. And he said, my speech and my proclamation were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit of power.
Amen.
So Spirit, that's the most important thing. And in following verses, he mentioned, in order that your faith would not stand in wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
Amen.
So we're not relying on the wisdom of man, but the power of God. And then he mentioned, We speak God's wisdom in mystery, the wisdom which has been hidden. Well, I was touched by the word hidden. This wisdom is hidden until the Lord's come, until He revealed this wisdom to us. He even actually became the wisdom for us. So, I don't know how do you feel, Saints. There's only one key. It's Christ. So we have to, how to contact Christ, how to receive Him. The key is the Spirit. And because we're soulish men, to have a transformation, the next key is our heart or our soul. We have to somehow to, you know, get transferred from the Spirit to our soul. And the key is our heart, to a point that we don't care anything else and just Lord Himself. Even the spiritual gifts or the spiritual wisdom, we're not looking forward to that. We just have a simple heart, just love Him, pursue Him, delight Him. I recently read a book there mentioned, you know, God is a hidden God. Sometimes He just hide. Sometimes in our situation, we're wondering, where are you, God? In our prayer, we may be humble, we may be need, but we pray to Him, but we couldn't sense His presence there. It's because, what's because of that? I think I was touched by that message mentioned, is because our heart or our purpose to contact Him is of what? Is to pursue for ourselves or our benefit. When we come to Him with just a simple heart, then God will, you know, have His presence to us. So my prayer to this week, Lord, I just want to be so simple, like I just got saved. I have no other requirement from You. I just want to delight You and just want to enjoy Your presence with me. And that's all it. I don't want anything else. I don't, you know, even Your speaking. I'm not pursuing for Your speaking. I just want to be with You. And whatever You will reveal to me, I will accept it. So I really enjoy Sam's sharing. All our life is ordained by God, is arranged by God. We have had that faith. Every time we come to Him, He will be with us.
Amen.
From the word and also from the sanctuary. But today I do have a burden specifically for our young ones. The past week, you know, December 20th, you may know, you may not remember, that's a day that our brother Andrew Lee passed away 2 years. So the other day, I recall many his words for the young working gents last time he came to New York City. It's in 2015. What he mentioned about six things. I have some notes. I just, you know, for the time concern, I just read it to you. We live in opportunity. If you missed it, you may miss it in 10 years. Grab opportunities. They don't wait for you. Six things we need to take care of. Living in our living. So that title is living. You can, you know, LIVING refers living initiative, vital groups, intensive intensification, new revival and goal at the end of the year and beginning of a new year. So we have opportunities to reconsider before the Lord how our living should be. And He also brought us into Matthew 25:14-15, which we all know. Get oil, right? And be wise. We need our whole life to save this, to get the oil. He mentioned about the talent, the gift, right? He 25:15 said, to one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, to another give 5 talents, 2 talents, and 1 talent according to what? His own ability. His own ability, our own ability signifies our natural ability, which is the constitute of God's creation and our learning, which is ours. But there's another term, is talent, signifies spiritual gifts. It belongs to the Lord. It all depends on our willing. So for service, for work, we need the talent, the spiritual gift. And we may, be equipped as a good slave to accomplish what the Lord intends to accomplish. The filling of the Spirit in life enables us to use the spiritual gift in our service or work, and the spiritual gift in the service matches the filling of the Spirit in life, that we may be a perfect member of Christ. All these things need to be for one purpose, is us to be established, to be built up into the body. So on one hand, yes, our natural ability. On the other hand, it's the God's resurrection life. It's all the story of the Holy, the Triune God, the Spirit today in us, that who leads us in every single thing or thought. So, but on one hand, we are not like, you know, Chinese word has a famous vocabulary called lying down, you know, means, oh, I just wait the Spirit to come to me, to lead me. I don't do anything, because if I do, it may from myself, from my natural ability. So what? Cleaning? No. Serve the children? No. Cooking? I may think, but, you know, I need to pray. Just for example, I kind of, you know. So what do? We don't do anything, don't serve in the church, don't serve others, don't care others, because we are waiting for the Holy Spirit, you know, to lead us. But no, my experience, many things experience will be like, we have to cooperate with Him. There is a need, yes, I'm here, Lord. I am willing to put myself there, if, you know, for the church, for building up. Meanwhile, we see, oh, how, you know, much failure we have. I use my natural ability, and the Spirit will shine in us, and we will experience, oh, yes, Lord, I need to go through this process to realize in our practice, in reality, what's the resurrected ability. Everything needs to be done for building up the body. So I just feel like this morning when I visited the children, Ash said, oh, I saw an old Sister Yen. I'm not offended. The younger class, they will call me grandma. So I said, well, why? Because I appreciate the Lord grant me the opportunity to serve them for the years, you know, the past. I can have the opportunity to give myself to Him, even though I have so many failures, I have so many, you know, things I need to take care of, worry about, even in my, maybe my home too, or the sins. But I do, Lord, thank you for giving me this opportunity and the willingness to cooperate with you, even though I have failures, but I have the opportunity right there, turn to Him, that's to right. Receive the Spirit. Amen. To lead me how to move on.
Amen.
So, 4 things, dear young saints, to encourage you. The new year, we need to manage 4 things. Our time, our finance, our relationships, and the information. It's our living. So, consider that before the Lord. If the Lord speaks to you, according to manage, you know, the 4 things, if you remember, that'll be
time.
Yeah, the time. Finance. If you are a young one, Joshua is going to go work. So your finance, your relationship with the body members, the saints, with the Lord, of course, you have many opportunities to have relationship with some other things. Only you yourself know that. What's that? If it's okay or good for you. But just like Paul mentioned in 1 Corinthians, I think it's 14. Let all things be done for building up. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Yeah, amen. Sister Yen's fellowship. You know, in the church life, if we don't serve, we don't put our portion in, we never be able to expose how nature we are.
Right.
We just stay back, watch everyone, and we are able to criticize, oh, they are serving by their nature being. But whenever we have the heart, we are willing to build the body of Christ, just like Peter,
right?
He fails so many times, but he right now he has this divine life in him, so he is able to transform his ability from nature, become resurrected, and you know, some saints mentioned about last week. We have this Solomon, the kingdom of Solomon, splendor kingdom, typify, you know, Christ's kingdom in alien. It's so wonderful. I often wonder why, you know, many figures in the Old Testament, the Lord used to typify Christ. Most, if not all, failed. And some really feel very terribly, like Solomon, even like David, so, right? He has his failure. Moses has his failure. Why, if they are going to typify Christ, why not the Lord preserve them, you know, perfectly, in order to perfectly typify them? But I don't know the answer, but to me, I think at least this week's message gave me some kind of a light. You know, if the Lord want to show me or show us everything in the old creation, they are just shadow. They are just type. Without the new creation, without the reality, or without God himself, nothing can be perfect.
Amen.
And even will be very, very corrupted. The one you see so high, so glorious, full of wisdom, seems loving the Lord so much, can fail to that degree. And we, today in the New Testament age, we are still living in old creation. Right? So, if we live or we serve mainly on, rely on our old creation, old wisdom, old capability, or even our love is our natural love toward the Lord, what will be the result? Actually, there's no way to build out the body of Christ. But I really appreciate brothers and sisters focus on this Roman numeral 3. I think that this week when I was reading this, I also, everyone was very, very convicted. 13 points. And among these 13 points, from E to K, there's 7 points. The 7 points are really the mirror, or the really the measure to see where we are. Right? I feel, when I was reading, I feel I need to go back to that point very often to check, you know, how much I'm, my nature capability, even my natural love toward the Lord have been resurrected. When we speak here, are we looking, seeking for our own glory? When we, right? And if we are criticized in the church life, are we offended? They are all indication we are still very, very nature. But praise the Lord, we have this new creation, the divine life has been sown into us.
Amen.
We are not at the level of these figures in the Old Testament. No matter in all creation, we may be even worse than most of them. But we have this divine seed in us. And as long as we are willing to cooperate with the Lord, we are able to be resurrected. All our capability, right? All the wisdom is not just God given. It's God Himself in us. Christ is the wisdom given to us from God. So I think we are at the end of this year. We should all spend more time with the Lord. May the Lord really shine us, and we can love Him more the coming year. And that love really is not just our natural love. I also enjoy reason speaking in the ministry. We can love God in what? Incorruptibility. Yeah, that kind of love is the love we should love the Lord. That kind of love, only we really spend more time with Him. Let Himself and His love saturate us. Then we are able to love Him in incorruptibility.
Amen.
All our nature ability, our nature wisdom can be resurrected for the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
I think these words are to all of us, to the older one, to the younger one. If we don't know yet, some you probably still cannot tell what is nature, why he is resurrected. But we really need to have this view, you know. But I will echo our sister Yen's burden again. Put ourselves in the service. Really, the growth in life is not just read many messages. Brother Sergio mentioned earlier. You know, we can read through all the ministry book, but if we are not broken, we don't have any growth. We can attend all the conference, all the training, but we are not really willing to be broken by the Lord, be shined, be receive shining from Him. We are still in the old creation. There's not much growth in new creation. So may the Lord do shine us by our willing to open to Him in open vessel day by day in every ordinary day, so He can gain the reality of body of Christ.
Thank you, Lord, for your speaking.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord, that you are breaking us in our natural
Amen.
Man.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord, you speak to us all the time, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we need you every day, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation to know you more.
Amen.
Oh, we need you this coming week, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we give you all those who have been gone astray.
Amen.
Oh, bring them back to your kingdom, Lord.
Amen.
Have mercy on all of the young people, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, have mercy on all of us, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, we love you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, we love you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you. You still love us.
Amen.
Never give up.
Amen.
You're speaking during the summer training.
Amen.
You're speaking today.
Amen.
Oh, you really work on us.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for speaking, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. In the end of this year, I want to turn to the new year page.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we are as your open and empty vessel.
Amen.
Amen.
For the but the mindset on the flesh is dead. But the mindset on the spirit is alive.
Amen.
Oh Lord, in returning and rest, we will be safe.
Amen.
Finest and in charge will be our strength.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, we praise you. You are the speaking God.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, who gave each one of us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord, we don't want to trust in our natural ability.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, oh, we want to turn to you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, grant us the willingness.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, send us. Oh, count us in.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord. Oh, Lord, gain our heart.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, oh, Lord Jesus, grant us a new beginning.
Amen.
We know how much we need you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, help us exercise our conscience.
Amen.
Lord, we repent to you.
Amen.
We are not there yet, but you are the faithful one.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord, Amen. Help us turn to you.
Amen.
Lord, we praise you.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord. You are the faithful one.
Amen.
You're faithful to build your church.
Amen.
Oh, we just want to say we're open to you.
Amen.
Oh, for the new year, grant us a new heart.
Amen.
Oh, turn to you.
Amen.
Oh, more and more.
Amen.
Oh, grant us with the willingness.
Amen.
To be broken by you.
Amen.
And also put us, give us the willingness to put ourselves in the body.
Amen.
Oh, in the service.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, we just want to be cooperative with you.
Amen.
Lord, we love you.
Amen.
Thank you for the measure you measure us.
Amen.
Grant us so much, Lord.
Amen.
Grace and mercy. But we long for such a maturity of life.
Yes.
Oh, Lord Jesus, it's a new year. We all together experience.
Amen.
All these experience will bring to the building up, Lord.
Amen.
Your heart's desire.
Amen.
Oh, we're longing for your coming back.
Amen.
So Lord, prepare us now.
Amen.
That's right, Lord. Prepare us now.
Amen.
Oh, thank you for this year.
Amen.
For all your speaking.
Amen.
Learn of you by the name of Spirit.
Amen.
Light on our own natural ability.
Amen.
You ensure the resurrected power.
Amen.
Love you.
Right.
Amen. Lord, do cause us to realize that you are able.
Amen.
That we are unable.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, do open our hearts.
Amen.
That we may be willing to be broken and perfected.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, just to be pleasing to you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, do save us from our self-desires and self-attainment.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, and just to have you as our center.
Amen.
Lord, just to, Lord, live in the kingdom.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hi, yes, this week is our district duty for service the clinic. I already post the detailed arrangement on the good me, so you guys can check. So we are on duty in